Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1.
Okay, from reality to TV to actual TV and film, I'm joined now Gráinne Humphreys, Dublin International Film Festival Director, Donald Clark, film correspondent with the Irish Times. You're both very, very welcome.
Good to see you.
Now, all I know about Nope is that it is most toddlers' favourite words. Gráinne, what is it?
I could do this really quickly and say that's my review. I know, Donald. And I think this is going to be Team Gráinne, Team Donald. I have to say, I'm a huge fan of this man. I think Get Out is incredible. Jordan Peele is one of the visionary. Jordan Peele. So for me, I sat there with the arms crossed going, come on, deliver everything I've ever wanted. And it didn't. It is very smart. It looks fantastic. And there's some brilliant, brilliant ideas in it. But for me, I just felt it was a bit leaden and a bit kind of muddled. And despite the fact that it's a very clever film that has lots of things to say about surveillance and cinema, I didn't actually come out feeling like I'd actually, as I said, gone in and got what I thought he could deliver.
Nothing worse than when your hero lets you down. Donald Clark, did you like it?
I did a lot, yeah. I mean, I would say what it is first. Daniel Kaluuya and Keke Palmer play these people who run a ranch for the trains horses for television and film. And like everything that Jordan Peele does, well, most things Jordan Peele does, race is an issue here. There's a great deal here about the role of African-Americans in the entertainment industry and cinema throughout. They're very proud of the fact that they have the only black-owned horse training, Hollywood horse trainers in the business. Weird things happen, and we basically end up in a situation. It's no great spoiler if you've watched even a second of the trailer, where there are mysterious forces from beyond the stars in the clouds. And it becomes this kind of interesting thing where so much of this film is about the lore of the Western, and it ends up with them having basically chased down the villains, but they're using cameras rather than guns, rather than Winchesters. So it becomes this kind of gag.
It's a Western sci-fi.
It is, yes. And that's it. No, I liked it a lot more than Gráinne, but I would admit it is certainly true that it does not have anything like the beautiful structure of Get Out. And you might say, what does? I mean, I think that film has earned its right to be one of the films of the century so far. Or even of Us, the film that came previously, it is very much a scattershot approach. You get an awful lot of meditations on the nature of the medium and the nature of culture more widely, but didn't really bother me, largely because it is produced so beautifully that actually you're distracted from your worries in that regard. And also really well acted. Daniel Kaluuya, I think, apart from anything else, he does this great kind of... He's one of the great impassive actors of the age. So in the Clint Eastwood role, perfectly cast. Yeah. But no, I wouldn't disagree with Gráinne. I mean, it certainly doesn't have the impact of the first film, and maybe not of the second. But for me, I still went with it all the way through and was gripped all the way through.
Gráinne, does Hole in the Head at the IFI, which is an Irish film, has it earned your...
Yes, it has. It has. It absolutely has. And I'd actually say that this is a really good weekend for cinema. Hole in the Head and Where is Anne Frank, which are both playing in the IFI. Mm-hmm. Really imaginative films. Dean Kavanagh, he's an Irish filmmaker, kind of probably works more in the kind of experimental kind of like section, I suppose, of the kind of cinema sort of landscape. And this is wonderful. This is a puzzle film. It's about a kind of projectionist and filmmaker, kind of lonely guy who kind of recreates a family through using actors to create home movies. So it's very smart, very witty. There's a wonderful opening sequence where a kind of narrator brings you through his kind of like family tree, and really, really enjoyable. I think, Donald,
I saw it go, I thought it was terrific, and I was delighted that, I mean, it got into the IFI so quickly. It's great, because I mean, this is a hard sell in some ways. The thing I would say about it is we can talk at great length about how it's great that experimental film is getting into cinemas, because over the last 10, 15, 20 years, our cinema has come on leaps and bounds, and maybe not enough has been said about that corner of our cinema. It's healthy. A lot of filmmakers you and I could name are working in that area, but it doesn't get the conversation around it.
Puzzle pieces can be hard to kind of sell, does it work?
Well, yes, it does. The thing I would say, and I think Gráinne has touched as well, it's really funny.
Yes.
I mean, we could talk at great length about what it's doing in terms of analysing cinema. It's meta content. But we'd have to stress while saying that, it's actually surprisingly funny, properly funny. Yeah. So I was really impressed by Dean's film.
And it was interesting because we were just speaking to Lenny Danny Abrahamson yesterday, just kind of talk about the different trends and how it is now to get, you know, things that aren't the big sort of metaverse type stuff into the cinema. One thing, we were also talking yesterday with Lenny just about adaptations, new iterations of similar stories. The Anne Frank, Where is Anne Frank, which I think you said, Grania, is also at the IFI. Can there be enough films on this subject? What's different about it?
What's different? Well, first of all, the Ari Folman is a really, he's a really interesting kind of political, kind of animated filmmaker who kicks big subjects and finds really interesting kind of ways into them. So this is really an imagining of the Kitty, who was the imaginary friend that Anne kind of directed her book towards. She materializes in contemporary Amsterdam and really goes through the city to try and catch up with Anne Frank. So it's an imaginary kind of film, but it is also dealing with lots of the issues in contemporary Netherlands, I suppose, in contemporary Europe around kind of immigration. So it's beautifully animated. The colours are really rich, but the story is really kind of immediate and quite urgent. And the other thing I'd say is that we played it in the film festival and it worked for both a young audience and an old audience. So they really connected, I think, with it. So it's really imaginative film.
You.
Yeah, absolutely.
Donald, A League of Their Own, an old movie, but it's been transformed into a series.
Yeah, I mean, one approaches these sort of things with a little degree of caution because, I mean, it is certainly true that you could get the impression looking at what's going on to high-end television and film, but we've run out of stories to tell, which we haven't, you know, make new stories, you know, and so forth. But this I thought was better than I thought it was going to be. League of Their Own, interesting film in the sense that I don't... There's a tradition now, where there's a habit now of going back to films that weren't awfully good, in particular the late 80s and early 1990s. I am not looking forward to the remake of Hocus Pocus, a terrible, terrible film that was terrible then that nobody went to go and see, and that somehow people who were then seven, sorry people of that generation, have decided it's a good film and like getting a sequel to.
Can I talk about one thing? Because I want, just before we go to talk, because I'm going to be watching this, Marriage. Marriage.
This is a masterpiece. I'm going to just call it. I don't care. I've seen the first two episodes. I'm actually desperately waiting to see when the last two episodes. It's the story of a happy marriage. A happy marriage.
Imagine Bean,
two
right?
people being happy. Sean Bean and Nicola Walker, who's like the Meryl Streep of British television.
It's getting such good reviews.
It is. It's brilliant. It's about a couple. I mean, I don't think you see happy marriages unless there's a tornado or a car crash or something's going to wipe them out in 2 minutes. They are so beautiful together. It's a beautiful acting, beautiful writing. It's a, as I said, a kind of miniature portrait.
Everybody going, what? A happy marriage? I'll look into that.